Tennessee, Washington.
My name's Steven.
My name is Annie McCollum.
Hi, and I'm Paul.
Paul Buckton.
Paul Buckton. And this weekend, coming up, is Labor Weekend. Yes. It's a long weekend. We were just talking before.
Yippee.
Before we hit the record button here in Devonport, we were talking about what Labor Day actually stands for. What? Any guesses?
No.
I mean, it's a film about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it happens every year, and every year I look it up and I learn about what it means. It's a bit like Boxing Day, and then I just forget.
Yeah.
But,
And also, it's Halloween.
Yeah, that's coming up. When's that? In 2 weeks?
On Monday.
No, that's Labor Day on Monday.
Oh, is it?
Now, of course, by the time everyone's listening to this, it'll be past Labor Day, but this is when we're recording it. So, Labor Day. So, Labor Day, I'm going to lean in here so I can read from my laptop, but it says Labor Day commemorates the struggle for an 8-hour working day, and apparently New Zealand workers were among the first in the world to claim this right, and it happened at around 1840 when we started having an 8-hour working day. So people used to work a lot longer, and I feel like it's kind of going back that way a little bit.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah, so it's a really good thing. And so of course there's a day off.
I found out a date
to celebrate that.
And that's a good thing.
I found this one.
That's it, yeah. So you're looking at, Monday the 31st of October. So that's the following Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a... And it happens to fall on a Monday this year. That's cool. Do you like Halloween?
Yeah, I'm a high school... It's going to be a fair amount of day.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Stephen, what do you like about Halloween?
Everyone comes and gets candy.
I like watching scary movies.
What does your mum like to do, Amy?
On Halloween. Well, we just not celebrate it. We just what? Yes. We're not actually not celebrating Halloween.
Really?
You're not going to go trick or treating?
No. I did it once, and I got bitten by a dog.
Did you?
Did you get bitten by a dog?
Yeah, I did.
You're kidding me.
They were telling the story about it.
A real dog.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Let me tell a story.
Go ahead. You tell us a story.
Yeah. I was quite young.
Yeah.
And we were going down to my cousin's Halloween party. And so we went to this, I used to do horse riding. And we went down there.
Yeah.
And the dog came, saw me wearing a witch costume, and the dog was biting me on my leg.
Oh, no. What was your costume?
A witch.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like a sausage or something a dog would like.
No, it's like a witch.
Favorite things to dress up as for Halloween or Halloween parties?
I want to dress up into like it's a film.
Yeah.
It's a mother on it.
What's that?
It's about for family, something.
I'm not sure.
It's a black hair with a white dress.
It could be many films, I think. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, it's not Modern Family. I think I found it on Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, you look that up. Stephen, what's your favourite thing to dress up as for Halloween?
I don't really dress up.
If you were, though, so let's say you were going to a dress-up party on Halloween, what would you wear?
Probably a clown.
A clown, that's a good one. Like a scary clown or a
probably
nice...
a scary clown.
Ooh. That's fun. Have you been trick-or-treating?
No.
It's not really a New Zealand thing, is it? It's more of an American... I mean, Halloween in general is American.
Yes. Addams Family.
Well, the Addams Family. Yeah, classic.
The Addams. I like the mother one.
What's your favourite... what's your favourite... what's your favourite Halloween film?
Hocus Pocus.
Oh, yeah, cool. That's nice. Oh, and Addams Family, as you just said.
Yeah. I like Adam Sandler.
I'm going to dress him into my young mother.
Yeah, right. That's cool. All right, shall we hear a song?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. We're going to play start with Austin by Blake Shelton.
Yeah, it's a really good song. No, I quite like the song.
Okay, cool. All right. Do you want to introduce it?
My jungle is just to play bear country. And I start growing up with my own music applied to our best country.
All right, cool. So this is Austin by Blake Shelton.
She left without leaving a number. She said she needed to clear her mind. He figured she'd gone back to Austin. She talked about it all the time. It was almost a year before she called him up. Three rings and an answering machine is what she got. If you're calling about the car I sold it, if this is Tuesday night, I'm bowling. If you got something to sell, you're wasting your time. I'm not buying. If it's anybody else, wait for the tone. You know what to do. And P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. The telephone fell to the counter. She heard, but she couldn't believe what kind of man would hang on that long, what kind of love that must be. She waited 3 days, and then she tried again. She didn't know what she'd say, but she heard three rings and then. If it's Friday night, I'm at the ball game. And first thing Saturday, if it don't rain, I'm headed out to the lake. And I'll be gone all weekend long. But I'll call you back when I get home on Sunday afternoon. P.S., if this is Austin, she left her number, but not another word. Then she waited by the phone on Sunday evening, and this is what he heard. If you're calling about my heart, it's still yours. I should have listened to it a little more, then it wouldn't have taken so long to know where I belong. And by the way, boy, this is no machine you're talking to. Can't you tell this is Austin? And I still love you. I still love you.
Austin by Blake Shelton.
Cool, that's a good song. I don't think I've heard that one, although I have seen Blake Shelton live before, so I think maybe...
I haven't yet.
You haven't? Yeah, well, it's a big... Country's so big in America, it's kind of everywhere, but here it's a bit like Halloween. It's sort of hard to, you know, to do it properly because we don't really... You know, we have country music here, but it's not celebrated like it is in America.
Yeah.
Now we're
going there soon.
To the States?
Yeah, it's America. I'm going on a cruise.
That's right. Yeah, whereabouts in America are you going to visit?
I actually don't know.
You should see if you can see a country show while you're there.
Yeah, but my dad told me I used to do colour in books.
Yeah.
So he told me all the colour books you like is America.
Oh, yeah. Ah, cool.
So My pop and get a book and my pop and to see country songs.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. Stephen, you've been to America, haven't you?
Yeah, Alaska. Yeah.
Do you know Lizzie's actually right. from there?
Yes, I know. Yeah, Lizzie. Your sister, yeah. My wife, born in Connecticut.
Yeah.
About 34 years ago.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
What, actually, full of what now?
Sorry, what?
What age is she now?
She's 34.
34.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, she's 34.
Keeping in theme of the of Speakeasy FM, we're going to be doing a couple of quizzes today. And Amy, you usually pick the first quiz.
Yeah.
Or the second. We mix it up. And Stephen, you pick the other quiz. So let's tell everyone, what are the quizzes we're going to be doing today?
We're doing Full House.
Full House, so that's a TV show from the 80s and 90s?
Yeah, that's we like.
Yeah, well, I used to love that show.
Yeah, I mean, so very sad.
What's that? So, well, it's sad, isn't it? Because Bob Saget passed away. Bob Saget being the...
this is the news about him.
The father of the cast father of the show.
Yeah, I know the whole story now. What happened?
Yeah, well, what did happen?
Me and his other cousin called Jack, his dad had head something. You know, head thing?
Yeah, something to do with the brain.
Yeah.
Yes, I think he didn't he fall over and hit his head?
Well, he did, and he walked to his bed and fell asleep in... And he didn't wake up.
Yeah, I think he had his head before he did that, and that was,
it was really bad.
Oh, it's a real shame. And that was earlier this year, I think.
Because I think he did, it's another Fuller House season.
There is, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was his last day with them.
Oh, okay. Well, Stephen, have you seen Full House?
No.
You haven't seen Full House. This quiz will be fun. You and I, we'll take some guesses, eh?
We'll see how we go. I think you know half of me.
We'll see. We'll see how the quiz goes. I'll just bring it up here on my laptop.
You have to put a message on it, is it?
All right. I'm just going to bring my mic closer here. All right, this is called the Ultimate Full House Quiz. I'm excited.
Oh. But it's good because I know you hear all about Bob.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking at a photo of these guys now. Look how young
they are. Can I look at them too?
Yeah.
That's them. So there's...
There's a boat. There's Michelle, Burkett and Ashley.
That's right, yes. So the youngest was played by two of them, wasn't it? Two twins, and they sort of shared the role, which is great.
Yeah, I mean.
All right, okay, so first question. What is the Full House family dog called?
Dog?
Yeah, they had a family dog.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
It was either, and Stephen, you can guess this one, it was either Comet, Cupid, Jules Holland, or Much LeBlanc.
Oh, I know this.
Much LeBlanc.
So he was an actor on Friends. So it was either Comet, Cupid, or Jules Holland.
Cupid.
All right, I think you're close there, Amy.
Comet.
Comet?
Yeah.
Okay. And Comet is correct.
Oh, I saw that.
Very good. And very close there, Stephen. What is the title of the Full House theme song? The options are Ain't No Pleasing You, My Head in the Clouds, My Leg is in the Bin. That one's for you, Stephen. Or Everywhere You Look.
Everywhere You Look.
Yeah.
We should play that.
There it is. Yeah, right. What is DJ Tanner's full name? Mm-hmm. Dusty Jazz Tanner, Donna Jo Margaret Tanner, Darlene Josephine Bofrontal Tanner, or Denise Jasmine Clementine Tanner?
Jasmine.
All right. Stephen, any guesses?
Yeah.
Her name's DJ, so what does it stand for?
DJ.
I'm going to go with Donna Jo.
Yeah, I'm agree with you.
All right.
Yeah.
Correct. Which famous rock and roll legend once starred in an episode of the show? Was it Elvis Presley, Little Richard, or Big Richard?
Elvis.
I'm going to go with Little Richard. Stephen?
I'm going to go with Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley. All right, let's go with Elvis Presley. All right.
Is it really Elvis?
It was actually Little Richard.
Ah.
Don't ask me how I know.
I thought it was Elvis because Uncle Jesse loved that.
In the first season of the Full House, what was Danny Tanner's...
Very good ball sticker.
Danny Tanner's car called... was it Van Diesel, Rolls Royce, Bullet, or Zippo?
Zippo.
All right. We'll find out that answer at the end. It's not telling me. Question 6 out of 10. Which two famous fashionista twins starred in as Michelle in Full House? Was it Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen? Pippin and Ponto Papirpang? I can't even pronounce that. That's not it. Juliet and Vanessa Murphy, or Eleanor and Herbie Vaughr Crenshaw?
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Yeah, I agree with that. All right. Yeah. Okay. What was Uncle Jesse's catchphrase?
Oh.
Was it not on your Nelly? Have mercy? What's up, hot dog? Or peppery panpipes?
Have mercy.
I think so too. Have mercy. All right. Where was Full House set? In space? In the future? Inside a giant robot's leg? Or in San Francisco?
Let's go.
What about inside a giant robot's leg?
Really?
It could have been. Stephen, what's your guess?
In space.
In space, all right. I think you could be right, actually.
Or Matt.
Or you, San Francisco.
Yeah.
Well, they're both correct when you think about it, because Earth is technically in space. So, Stephen, you're right.
Yes.
But I think more specifically, San Francisco might be a bit closer.
That's the
Golden Gate Bridge. Yeah, very iconic, isn't it?
That's what
I know. Okay, and final question. Second to last question. What does Joey Gladstone do for a living? Was he on the show a news agent, a musician, a stand-up comedian, or a sit-down comedian? Stand-up comedian's the third one.
Musician?
No, he's not. He's a comedy.
Stand-up comedian?
Yeah.
All right, let's hit that and see how he did. And then, final question. What was Full House originally going to be called? Interesting, yeah. So, House of Comics, House of Fraser, House of Commons, or the all-new adventure of Buffalo Springfield? This is one I really don't know. What do we think Full House was going to be called? So, I guess the original script sort of had it on the front page or something.
Can you say it again, please?
Yeah, what was Full House originally going to be called? House of Comics, House of Fraser, House of Commons, or the all-new adventures of Buffalo Springfield?
Or House of Fraser.
House of Fraser?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's guess that. Okay, so your score, our score, was 7 out of 10, which they say pretty good. Okay, so it was actually House of Comics, they were going to call it. Joey was, in fact, a stand-up comedian. It was San Francisco that it set. Joey's catchphrase was, of course, Have Mercy.
Have Mercy.
Michelle was played by both Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. Danny's car was called Bullet. And Little Richard was the guest star on that show. Donna Jo Margaret Tanner was DJ's full name. Everywhere You Look, very good, Stephen, was the...
Yes.
...the song. The dog was Comet.
Yeah, that's right.
Cool. Well done, guys. All right, so second quiz we've got coming up shortly, after a couple of songs and a couple of stories, maybe, we've got a quiz about Auckland City, which is where we are right now. So we're going to test our knowledge about the city we all live in and see how well we know. But first up, we'll play a song. Second song on the list here today, guys, is Ring of Fire by...
Johnny Cash.
All right, let's hit it.
On Speakeasy FM.
See you soon.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. owned by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
That one's Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash.
The ring of fire.
Yeah, I saw the on Facebook.
All right, Stephen, it's all you.
That was Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash. It's a good song.
What do you like about that song? I like it.
It's very catchy.
So, it is, isn't it?
He used to play this. We were in a band.
Oh, yes, you were in a band together. Was that the Roosters?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you sing it, Stephen?
Yeah.
Oh, cool, so you know all the words?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
And Craig used to play with us the song.
It's got a nice rhythm to it, doesn't it? It's like a shuffling rhythm.
Yeah.
All right, cool, yeah. Bit of a country music theme today.
Half of it, actually.
What's that?
But, like, you better got to, but half of it's not.
Yeah. All right, cool. That is song number two for the day.
Oh, his boy's birthday coming up.
Your brother Rory, yeah, when's that? When's his birthday?
The 14th of November.
Oh, yeah, cool. That's all. That's good.
Are you coming? We might go out for dinner.
Yes, yep, I'll be there.
Yeah.
Yep. Cool. All right. So as people may or may not know, Lizzie and I are having a baby.
Also, my sister.
Your sister.
I'm having a... Can I say it?
Yeah, go for it.
I'm having a nephew.
Yeah. So that's...
Oh, baby Amy. Okay.
No, not me. I got a baby, so my sister's belly.
Your nephew. And we're, of course, in the...
I was looking for a girl, actually, Paul.
Yeah. Sorry about that. We are in the process of picking names, which is actually more difficult than I thought. When we thought we might be having a girl, that was a lot easier, I think.
Yeah.
But we're having a boy. So what's the... What are the ideas for the names? Because we've got to cycle through. I mean, there's so many names.
I've got a lot on the list.
And it's surprising how difficult it is because you always come across a name that you associate with someone that you know.
Yeah.
And so you think, okay, that name's taken. And it's always nice to have a unique perspective on it or a unique name in general. But that's where the challenge lies, I think. So, Amy, you've got an app, haven't you?
Yeah.
Which sort of helps with selecting names. How does the app work?
Well, my friend Kelly helps me, because she was pregnant as well.
Yep.
And she picked all the names.
Yep.
And then she found Oliver, and we call it, the baby called Oliver.
I like that name.
Yeah.
Did you have a friend growing up called Oliver?
But don't call him Oliver, because I've got to admit, get him to meet Oliver.
Okay. Oliver. Yeah, it's a cool name, actually.
Yeah, and these are all the names, so.
Yeah, okay, so there's...
It's quite a lot,
so it's an app that obviously has a list of names, and what happens? Do you just click on one?
Yeah.
And then your partner or whoever you're playing this... Whoever you're using this app with does the same thing, and then it collectively saves matches or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, so let's go through the list. First of all, Stephen, what's your favourite... What would you call, if you had to choose, what would you call a baby boy?
Probably Bob.
Bob, okay. And Bob, I think Bob's a shorthand for Robert, isn't it?
Yeah.
Baby Bob.
My brother's called Robert.
Yeah.
Baby Bob. Okay, Amy, what would your top pick be?
Stephen.
Stephen?
Yeah.
Yep. Stephen, like Stephen, Stephen.
Yeah, we had a friend who's really sick.
Stephen. Oh, yep.
So I want to call him Stephen. So.
Right, okay. So we'll go through the list here. We'll get some...
It's quite a lot on there. I'm crazy off it.
Let's get some collective opinions here. So the first one on
it's
the list here...
It's my first time getting
a love here. Exactly, yeah. The first name on the list here is Gavin. Thoughts?
I like the name because I know the so-called Gavin and Stacey.
Oh, yes, that's a good game. Good show, that one.
Yeah.
Stephen, what do you think about the name Gavin?
Cool.
Yep. Okay. The second name on the list is Cody.
Baby Cody.
Baby Cody. Cody. It's not bad. It's not bad. What about Connor? Very American.
Yeah.
Connor.
This is from America.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Technically, she is. Yeah. She was there for what, 6 months or something?
Yeah.
Stephen, what do you think of the name Connor?
Good.
What about Charles?
Ooh, it's a very beautiful name.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Okay, Troy.
I picked that from, I was just being silly, and I found it on my phone.
All right, how's your mic there, Ames?
Good.
I've just moved it for you. Okay, good. The name Jackson.
I Jackson.
Yeah, it's a good name, isn't it?
Baby
yeah.
Jackson.
That's quite a cool name. Liam.
I like Liam.
You like Liam?
Yeah.
Stephen, thoughts on Liam?
Yeah.
Baby Liam. And keeping in mind that this baby will grow up as well, so it'll be adult Liam. <one day. laughs> You probably just call him Liam at that point.
Oh, Liam.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Liam?
How about, yeah, Liam, get down from that. Edward.
I like that because I remember the name from Narnia.
Oh, yeah, and you can shorthand a lot of these names, actually, but this one especially, Ed.
Yeah.
Eddie.
You can put Edward and Ed in the middle name.
Yeah, right. Cool.
Button.
What about Pater? Pater. I've never heard that name. It sounds like a spelling mistake for Peter.
Yeah.
In fact, you'd constantly be correcting people,
wouldn't you? I call it Peter.
Peter, yeah, well, this one's Pater. I'm not even sure. Oh, there might even be a mistake. So that's a definite no, I think. What's your thoughts, Stephen, on Pater? Pater.
Good.
No, not really.
Pater. Okay. John.
John.
Yeah. Felipe, Deacon, Josh, Jamie, Mark, James, Adam, Neil, Sam, Michael, or Shane. So.
It's got a lot. It's
a lot, and it's tough because there's so... I mean, these are all good. I'm just trying to think what... And I think maybe we'll just have to have some in our back pocket, so to speak.
Well, Dad likes Joe.
That we decide once we meet.
Mom and Dad likes Joe from our dad.
Yeah, oh, exactly. Yeah. What about...
Oh, Mike, your dad.
Yeah, yep. Our stepdad, Mike, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's a lot. This app's really good. Can you send me a link to that?
Yeah, I can share with you.
Yeah, share it with me anyway so I can go through that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, time for another song. Song number 3 on the list today, guys, is one that I think, Stephen, you picked this one. It's called Amazed. And it's by Lone Star?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's by Lone Star. Well, it's because even.
Right.
Every time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me is almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me, I can feel how much you love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can hear your thoughts, I can see your dreams. You, it just keeps getting better. I wanna spend the rest of my life with you by my side, forever and ever. Every little thing that you do, baby, I'm amazed by you. In the dark, your hair all around me, baby, you surround me, you touch every place in my heart. Oh, it feels like the first time, every time.
Remind me by Nip.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me. We'll be right back.
so bad. Cause living with me must have damn near killed you. And this is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me.
Do that quiz with Spider-Man.
Okay, we can do that.
Here's the movie of it.
All right, yeah.
Here's the movie of Spider-Man.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll do that shortly then.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, so How Will You Remind Me by Knuckleboy. That was cool. Stephen, do you like that song?
Yes.
What do you like about it?
It's got a good beat to it.
Yeah, nice.
I quite like it because I heard it at the end of the first Spider-Man movie.
So it reminds you of the Spider-Man film?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. I've just been checking out the news here. Stephen, we were just talking during that song. There's a news story here called saying major change coming to how Kiwis pay for public transport.
Well, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, so apparently they are sort of consolidating what you need to carry in your pocket so that you're going to be able to sign on with your phone. What just by tapping onto a sensor.
That could be a bit hard if you don't know how to do it.
Or what if your phone battery dies?
Well, this is the thing.
Yeah, and how will you, you know, if you
they need to think about it first.
What if you don't have a phone? Do you have a phone, Stephen?
No, not really.
Oh, really? You text me on our medias here.
What?
He has a phone.
You mean like an iPad, yeah, but...
Oh, yep.
Yeah, he sent me a message here.
So it says here, major changes will be rolled out to the way...
What's my nickname?
What's that? Your nickname?
Yeah.
Do you have a nickname?
I'm a monkey.
Oh, a monkey.
Yeah. And I'm Amy.
What's your nickname, Ames?
Mary? Yeah, recently my dad called me Porky.
Well, you're not Porky, Amy. That would be your dad.
What's your nickname from Lissy?
Paul Buckton.
Really?
So, yeah, apparently, though, there's going to be an option to pay with a card, a payment card you can tap, so that's good. But if you are relying on your phone, that's going to be interesting, isn't it, if you don't have a phone or if your phone battery dies.
Yeah. Mum killed you so much a lot.
Yeah. So that's good for New Zealand anyway. It's saying in here as a quote from the Transport Minister, Michael Wood, this is going to be a very significant step forward.
Well, you never know what happens.
That's right. A major perk of the system was that when users swiped on, they would automatically get the best deal possible on that given day. Well, that's good. Okay, so I must... that works two ways, though, right? If you're going to get on and have the best deal possible, it means that if it's demand, they might charge you more. You know, if it's like rush hour.
Oh, well, yeah, or they might overcharge you.
Yeah, exactly.
And then somebody might complain. If they get overcharged, they might complain.
Next song we're going to play is called Have I... No, it's not. It's called I've Been Everywhere, Man.
Now, it reminds me of something.
What's that?
It reminds me of everybody saying... It reminds me of everyone jumping around.
Jumping around.
Yeah.
Nice one. All right, we're going to end the show with that.
So we're going to all jump around and go everywhere.
That's right. Thanks, everyone. It's been a good show. I'll talk to you guys in the room here next week.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to say bye to everyone?
Enjoy this video and have a lovely long weekend.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca Mac with me, you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, spare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texas, County, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Dolphins, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Chicopee, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil's Lake, Crater Lake, Beach Lake. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, spare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Ombabaka, Shepherdville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Coast, Toronto, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakersfield, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamantina, Pasadena, Catalina, Sequoia. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, spare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Pittsburgh, Parkersburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Larimore, Atmore, Havistall, Chattanooga, Chaska, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, spare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere.
Community Access, radio every way you want it, on planetaudio.org.nz.